What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Tailgate Sports Podcast. And, you know, it's Ricky. He's up there. Does anyone see it? He's right there. Well, he might not be above me. He might be down or to the side. I don't
know. I'm always above you.
Hey, that's true. That's true.
Just not like that.
But, yeah, that's weird. Why'd you take it there, Ricky? Come on. Family-friendly show. Family-friendly show, Ricky. We started off and just, all right, cut it. Cut it from the video.
For those that don't know, this is Tanner.
Restart. Welcome to the Tailgate Sports Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tanner Johnson. And with me, as always, is the lovely Ricky Scott, who does not joke during our intros.
I do not. And he's one of the hosts, but not the host. I'm the host.
Yes.
Oh, really? Personal calls.
Ricky's the host.
Personal calls during our...
Personnel.
I hate you.
So, yes. So, everyone, we are doing a mock draft today. But before we jump into that, we want to remind everyone, follow us on social media, at Tailgate Sports Podcast 24 on Instagram and at Tailgate Sports Podcast on TikTok. We're going to be getting a Twitter account really soon to be able to post stuff on there as well. We've been having a lot of exciting interviews with coaches across the state of Arizona. And so we're happy that that's getting around and people are liking that and sharing that around. So we want everyone to be able to continue to share this with friends, family, whoever you want to. Definitely helps us keep putting these out. And we want to be able to help everyone that we do this with. So this is my project, Ricky.
I want to let you in on a little secret. It's not called Twitter anymore.
X. Elon can go smoke something.
Cigarettes.
Probably is already. So we are going to be using the PFF mock draft simulator to do this. And we're going to collaborate on each pick.
Yes, we are.
Because I'm sick and tired of picking the odds.
Yeah, because you suck.
All right. Tennessee Titans is number one.
Cam Ward. Easy. It's happening. It's guaranteed. And you know it. And you know it, Tanner.
Okay. I agree. It's probably going to be Cam Ward. But, okay, I'm going to throw this out there. Coach Callahan, on his most recent interview, said, number one pick, straight up said they're pretty much not going to trade the pick. Said their number one pick is going to be one of four people. It's going to be Travis Hunter. It's going to be Shedeur Sanders.
Cam Ward.
Scared the shit out of me.
I love that one. It should be Shedeur.
Abdul Carter and Cam Ward. I go, okay. Well, three of those guys I knew was probably in consideration. The Shedeur one scares the crap out of me. But
some people don't even have him in the top 10.
Some people don't have him in the first round.
I agree.
Like, that's the worst part. Okay. My... Here's my thing.
Here we go.
My dream scenario for the Titans.
Abdul Carter.
Trade back with the Browns. Just one space. Okay.
But what do you want? And what are you giving or what are you receiving for that first overall?
It probably would be just like a third for that, just pick swap, third or a second.
But do they really need that first overall that bad?
To guarantee they have Cam Ward over the Giants and over the Raiders, who can still take a quarterback, over the Giants or the Jets, who can still take a quarterback.
Cam Ward's not falling to six at all.
That's why you'd have to trade up.
No matter what, even if they didn't trade up, he's not falling to six.
No, he's going to get picked most likely number one overall. But I want them to trade back. And what Callahan said is that the traits that he values most in a quarterback is anticipation and accuracy. And unfortunately, that's Shedeur Sanders.
They're going to draft Shedeur. I can't wait.
And so are we doing this as like what we would do or what we think is going to happen?
How about we sprinkle a little bit of both into this episode? A little bit of love.
Because if it's what I would do, I'd take Travis Hunter immediately. But, you know, I can't do that.
Don't do it. Yeah, that's not happening.
It's just everything he has said just makes me feel like it's Shedeur. the fact that
every single report is out is Cam Ward.
And that could be a smokescreen to try and trade.
Not usually.
Crap like that has happened all the time.
They were literally drooling at his pro day.
They were drooling over Shador, too.
I don't know about all that.
So it's... Well, I'll stick with Cam Ward, okay?
They're going to draft Cam Ward.
I'll stick with Cam Ward.
The consensus has agreed that they're taking Cam Ward.
So... That saddens my heart.
I do have a question for you. Would you trade that first overall pick and not receive a player in the first round this year for Myles Garrett?
Am I getting more picks?
Maybe some later round picks.
Because Myles Garrett isn't worth the number one overall pick.
He's not?
No. On a bad team, he is. To a bad team, he is not worth that. To someone like the Chiefs, the Bills, the Commanders, like contending teams, 100%. They would sell that in a heartbeat.
But I asked if you would trade your first overall pick for Myles Garrett.
No. No. He's outside of my team's timeline. Like, he's going to be 30 years old. Like, that's my main problem, is that by the time my team is ready enough for his impact to, like, mean the fullest, he's already getting close to retirement. So, no, I would not even consider that. I would love the idea to, like, pick swap back to number two, get Myles Garrett, and, like, a second or something else, a third, and then draft Abdul Carter.
Would you pick swap and trade your first round next year for Myles Garrett?
No. That's too much. That's too much.
Have you heard of what they want for him?
Yes, it's like three firsts plus some. It's three firsts is the base price. Okay. And he's worth it.
He's a freak athlete, man. I think that age, that 30, that number that you keep on worrying about, it's not going to apply to him.
I don't think so either. But it's just the fact that the Titans are so bad. Even the Browns. Like, this doesn't make sense for the Browns either to extend him like this. Like, that was my main problem. I get it. He's like a franchise legend and stuff. But looking at his contract, they're able to trade him even on his extension.
Trade him.
So that's what I would lean. So the Browns at number two. What do you think? Are they going to go quarterback? Are they going to go Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter?
I think they're going to draft Abdul Carter. That's just my feeling.
Vicious.
Can you imagine him and Myles Garrett together?
That's just stupid.
I mean, letting Abdul Carter heal from whatever ailment he's dealing with right now. And just when he's 100% healthy, him and Myles Garrett together.
Yeah, that's just stupid. That's the thing, is Abdul Carter got all the double teams, all the chips, all that help this past season. And Garrett is just a pass rushing savant that is an uber athlete like Carter is, so he can help coach him, develop him into that continued pass rusher when he's only facing one-on-ones all season, because Garrett's going to get the double teams. Garrett's going to get the chip help and all that stuff.
Because, I mean, from all the reports I've seen, they're saying that Abdul Carter could be better than Micah Parsons.
He's a better run defender than Mike Parsons is. I'd say that. So, but Parsons, I think, is a better athlete.
Just say if he gets close to being equivalent to him. Him and Myles Garrett together would do damage.
Oh, they'd be the best tandem in the league for however long they're together.
Yeah.
So, number three for the Giants, obviously. Signing Russell Wilson. Okay. Signing Russell Wilson gives you a starter.
Yes.
And so what I think is going to happen at number three is they're going to take Travis Hunter.
I agree.
And that they are going to trade back into the first round to then take a quarterback like Jackson Dart.
Yeah. So you shall see.
You cool with the Travis Hunter pick?
I am cool with the Travis Hunter pick.
All right. Patriots at number 4. Now is the decision.
So their wide receiver room looks pretty nice now.
Just Diggs off an ACL?
An ACL is nothing, Noah. It's like chipping a nail these days. All right. Let's get over the ACL thing. Dude's a nice beast. How many players never came back from a ruptured Achilles and now they just come back like it didn't happen?
Yeah, and that's like, I think it helps, but I don't think it solves your problem at how astronomically bad your wide receivers were.
And there's still a bunch of wide receivers that are free agents.
I mean, they tried to pay Chris Godwin $30 million a year, and he said, no, I'm going back to Tampa.
So there's reports of Hunter Renfro coming back into the league. If you forget, he was considered top 10 or top 15 receiver a couple years ago.
Top 15.
And what better way to fill that Edelman role than to put him in the slot with the Patriots?
Oh, man, that totally screws over Jalen Polk.
Oh, well, I'd rather have the, you know, well, the guy that's
just, yeah. I agree with you. It's like a pinball machine. With you. I mean, yeah, I totally agree that would instantly make their wide receiver room better. And I personally, I thought Jalen McMillan was the best receiver on that Washington team. I thought he was way better than Odunze and Polk. And Odunze and Polk obviously were picked before him. But the national championship game, Odunze and Polk just got bodied the entire game. Just nothing. No separation. They weren't catching anything thrown their way. And McMillan was just separating like a beast the entire game. He was moving the chains for them. He was the only reason they like actually moved the ball. So as far as the Patriots stand, did you see Will Campbell's pro day?
I did not.
So he has like zero – he measured in at like 0th percentile wingspan and arm length for an offensive tackle at the combine. And at his pro day, his arms measured in at 50th percentile. But his wingspan somehow shrank to be even smaller than what it was, even though his arm – no, I'm good.
You froze for a second.
No, I'm good. I'm good, Ricky. Don't worry. Ricky's thinking about technical difficulties, just staring at my face. But I think it's Will Campbell here still.
Will Campbell. I like it.
He is just the most ready offensive lineman in the draft, and they haven't done anything to preclude a left tackle. And there's obviously more wide receivers that they can pick, and adding Stephon Diggs makes it so that they don't need this wide receiver immediately.
And what has the Patriots' bread and butter been? You have an amazing offensive line. You win a lot of shit.
It's a Mike Vrabel motto. Offense, defensive line. It's how you win games.
Ooh, this is a very
Jacksonville.
Very interesting pick.
Jaguars. Is it?
I mean, they're screwed either way. They can literally pick the best player on the board and they're still going to suck.
I agree with that. I mean, I thought the Jaguars were horrible. But I think this is – it's pretty much going to be Mason Graham.
I agree.
Jahdae Barron. That's who I'm kind of thinking because Barron can be like a chess piece moving around their secondary. I think
– if I was him, I'd try to fix that offensive line as well. Lawrence took a lot of major hits last year.
Uh-huh. And that's the problem, is that...
But he also scrambles outside the pocket. Opens himself up.
Yeah, they've paid players for their offensive line that aren't great. And so they're stuck with a not great offensive line. Brian Thomas Jr. is their only receiving option. And it's kind of it.
But at what point do you just bite the bullet, release them, you know, lose some money, build up.
I don't know. I think they want their defense to be drastically better this year.
And isn't just the owner like a stupid billionaire, like stupid rich guy?
So is every NFL owner. But yes, there are varying degrees, and he has money to burn. But I think it's Mason Grant. I mean, the only other pick that I'm really considering is maybe Armand Membo.
I think Mason Grant makes the most sense.
But the defensive tackle from Michigan, he measured in like 16 pounds heavier at his pro day, back to his playing weight. He just got skinny to run at the combine. All right, you got your Raiders. I have my opinion on what they should do.
So if it doesn't work out this way, I'm going to lose my shit. If they don't draft Ashton Jeanty in the first round and take old boy out of Alabama, the quarterback, in the third round, I'm going to lose my stuff.
No. Okay. I do agree. It's probably going to be Ashton Jeanty, but I'm going to talk this through with you.
Oh, here we go.
I think there is a case for Teterot McMillan.
There's no case for him. He's not even a top 20 guy.
There is, okay?
There's not.
He is big as hell. He is strong at the catch point. He runs routes like a savant, okay? I agree he is not like Marvin Harrison. He's not Malik Nabers, but he is still worthy of a top 10 pick.
He's not.
If a Romo Dunze is worth a top 10 pick, McMillan's worth a top 10 pick.
The Bears reached on that pick, all right? We're not the Bears.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but
I can see him falling out of the first row, especially after that whole, oh, I do not like watching tape fiasco during that interview.
Should he have said it on an interview? No.
Definitely not. And it was in big block letters. I did not watch tape.
Yeah. It should not have been during an interview that he said that. I agree. But hardly any of these guys do.
I mean, but it also comes down to work ethic.
Quarterbacks are the only ones that I care. Quarterbacks, centers, and Mike linebackers are the guys that I care about watching tape constantly.
Everybody needs to watch tape.
And he does in his meetings.
You want to perfect your craft? You watch tape.
So I agree with Jeanty. I think it's going to be Jahdae Barron.
I hope not.
He is a Pete Carroll kind of corner. Big, long, super athletic, great at making plays on the ball. He can play corner or safety for you. I think Barron is in heavy consideration for this pick.
The Raiders just haven't had any luck at corner or safety in the past few years in the first round.
Yeah, I know.
But half of them are in jail or dead.
I think Barron, obviously their free agency doesn't like preclude them, doesn't force the corner pick, but I think I think Barron is in heavy consideration here. So you wanna just go Jeanty?
We're going Jeanty. That makes the most sense.
Come on, consider it with me.
No.
All right, the New York Jets. I think this is Armand Membo.
They got a quarterback.
Well, they lost Morgan Moses, and so their offensive line is 1, 2, 3, 4 from left to right. They just need that right tackle, and I think Justin Fields gives them opportunity to just wait on quarterback period this year. Garrett Wilson's the best wide receiver that Justin Fields is working with, has worked with in his career.
Dang, shots at DJ.
Yeah, I still stand by it.
I don't like him either.
Garrett Wilson is a way better route runner
He should have never even got paid.
So, are you with Membo?
I like it.
Like, he's probably the best offensive lineman in the draft. That's my opinion. Super athletic. Just like a crazy beast. Plays right tackle naturally. Like, that's where his bread and butter has been, is right tackle. So plug and play for the Jets at right tackle.
I like it.
The Panthers. Okay. Who do you think they should pick?
A corner.
A corner? They paid J.C. Horn.
They need somebody on the other side of J.C. Horn.
They paid Mike Jackson.
So?
You think they're going to do a corner, even though they had the worst defensive line in the league?
Probably not.
So
who would you add to that defensive line that's going to make a difference right now? Right now.
Mike Green. Mike Green. I'll tell you right now, it's Mike Green.
Okay. And that's for sure. That's not going to miss. Hey.
It's all – I can't give you that guarantee.
No, you
guarantee. I cannot plant my flag and say he will not miss.
If they go, I think they go Jalen Walker.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. No, Jalen Walker is awful. Like, one, his best reps are when he is blitzing as a linebacker. Two, he is a horrible pass rusher outside of his blitzes. He has no idea what he's doing. Three, he's not a good linebacker. Like, he can't read the offense. He can't read blocking schemes. He can't read plays as they develop. He is just a crazy athlete. And so I have never understood athlete potential-wise, definitely first-round pick. I totally agree with that. Like, he definitely deserves to be in the first round. He is not the second edge rusher.
We shall see, sir.
He should not go to the Panthers. He will bust with the Panthers. They need him to be something that he is not.
Well, good. He could be next to Bryce Young while they bust together.
Ugh. Like, if I'm the Panthers, I would probably lean Mykel Williams.
I like that.
Because you need just solidity. You need a sure presence. You don't need your number one. You can get your number two in Mykel, where he is a guaranteed run defender, hard setting your edge, and then you can look for your next pass rusher after that. But, like, Mykel has the upside to be a great pass rusher, but his floor is also one of the highest in the draft. So I think this Jalen Walker smokescreen is just crazy. I think it has to be Mykel or Mike Green, Jadae Barron.
Who are you picking? Guys.
Mykel. I have to do it. I have to do Mykel. Saints.
They're getting Tetaroa McMillan.
I think so too. I think so. I think it is setting up perfectly. I mean, Olave's had 5 concussions in 4 years.
Dude needs to retire.
Like, he got 2 this year and put him out. And they were bad concussions. Yeah. I think McMillan, if McMillan is at 9, he is the pick for the Saints. Now you ruined my plan for the Bears.
The Bears.
So I've been seeing some mock drafts with, like, Omarion Hampton as high as the Bears.
I see them taking – if Genty falls to them, they're taking Genty.
Oh, they would sprint that card in. It'd be like 1 second pass, and Goodell's back out there reading the card.
There's like a million reports that I've seen that they want that guy bad.
Wouldn't shock me if they traded up for him. So
I agree.
Say it just fell this way. Obviously, the Raiders took Genty. What am I looking at? I would look edge rusher. Like, I could be leaning, like, I know what I want.
I think Omarion Hampton is impressed, like you said.
I know what I want. I want Nick Scourton.
Scourton?
Scourton.
I wouldn't mind that. Their D-line definitely needs some love.
I think he's just been quiet through the whole draft process.
But I think they're trying to build this offense for Lane Johnson, whatever the fuck his name is. What's his name?
Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson. They're cousins. They're related.
They have their whole offensive line. They have all the pass catchers they need. Granted, they need a running back.
So is Swift still on the squad? Or is he a free agent?
Yeah. He's still there.
Yeah, he's
so
still.
I think they're going to
– He's a change of pace back.
I think they're going to take a running back later in the draft, guaranteed. I just don't know if they're going to do it at 10.
I mean, I would just bite the bullet with Swift, and I would sign what is his name? Okay, why am I drawing a blank?
Who are you talking
about?
The
one from the Browns last year.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I would sign Nick Chubb. Why not?
He's severely structural damaged both of his knees.
I know, but you could run Swift as one and then just use – Chubb at the goal line like they do with every other team that's had success.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this draft was perfect for them for a running back, but I think their defensive line continues to need help, and Scorton is a great run defender, and he talked about him and Shamar Stewart talked about why they didn't have production at Texas A&M, and it's literally because the coaching said, you are not a pass rusher, you are a run stuffer to all their defensive linemen. They couldn't rush the passer, and so Scorton is down in weight from what he was at Texas A&M, and he's going to be pass rushing more like how he was at Purdue. And I think with Montez Sweat on the other side, it definitely helps him out. So that's my pick.
Put it in.
49ers.
Jhené Barron. Easy.
Yeah. I think it's him or Kelvin Banks. So
give me 1 second real quick.
I'm going to keep going. Ricky ran off. And so I'm going to keep doing this. Going Jhené Barron at pick number 11 for the 49ers. We got the Dallas Cowboys on the clock at number 12 overall. And I think Cowboys offensive line, edge rusher, linebacker, I could see them doing a Jahad Campbell, Jalen Walker, maybe even a Demetrius Knight. I could see them doing a Tyler Warren up that high. Running back, I could see them doing a Marion Hampton. Wide receiver, well, I don't like any of these for them. I really don't. I don't think wide receiver works for them. Defensive interior, let's see.
Should they just trade the pick?
I think I would. So I would trade back if I'm the Cowboys. If the board kind of felt like this, like Armand Bambo's not there.
You don't think they have Bill Golden?
Just don't understand why Golden is that great.
I don't know. People love these wide receivers out of Texas, all right?
Like, he does not play as fast as his 40 time, which is a big red flag. His route running is good, I admit that. But he's just not as good at everything else that every other receiver is. Like, I would probably take Jaden Higgins ahead of him. I would probably take Jack Besh ahead of him. But because he has the speed, some coach is going to say, I can unlock that. So if McMillan was here, I would do McMillan, because McMillan complements CeeDee Lamb perfectly. So what you thinking for the Cowboys?
I can see them taking a wide receiver because they need help.
Do you think it's going to be Golden?
Could be. Like you said, Membo would make the most sense, but he's not going to make it that far.
No, Membo was already taken. Kelvin Banks makes sense because Tyler Guyton was awful.
And then we already have McMillan is off the board, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I think they go Golden. That's just my feeling.
You think they go Golden?
I mean, that
I see Jerry being stubborn enough with his picks. We'll go Golden. The Dolphins. I think they need to go Malachi Starks. Honestly, like they have done. I think Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel have done a horrible job assembling their team.
Yep.
And if Kelvin Banks is here, they need either Malachi Starks or Kelvin Banks. I think they need to for sure take Kelvin Banks to shore up their offensive line because their interior, Aaron Brewer was great last year, but I would not guarantee him being great going forward. Yet Teron Armstead has pretty much said that he's retiring. So they're relying on a second round pick who was not a fluid athlete when he was picked to run a very zone heavy offense that you need to be an athlete for. And I think Kelvin Banks just makes the most sense. So we're going to go Kelvin Banks for the Dolphins at 13.
Ooh.
Colts at 14.
Tyler Warren.
Yeah, I'm just going to speed through that one. If Tyler Warren falls to the Colts, he's a Colt. Tyler Warren, you are an Indianapolis Colt.
They already sent him his jersey. It's okay.
The Falcons.
Will Johnson. Well, Starks.
No, they need an edge rusher, man.
Well, then go Mike Green. You like Mike Green?
I love Mike Green, except, you know, he has quite a few off-field issues that don't need to talk about here.
I mean, Atlanta would be a perfect place for him, though.
I think Mike Green would be perfect. Super productive. He showed that he has the strength to play above his weight at the Senior Bowl. And so I think Mike Green fits perfectly. Cardinals.
Madness.
What you thinking for the Cardinals?
Offensive line, for sure. What?
Offensive line? What are you smoking?
Well, who you want? Let's hear your mess.
I want one of the Michigan guys. So here's my thing. Their cornerbacks are Sean Murphy Bunting, solid, capable, always playing. They drafted Max Melton last year to be the other starting corner, and he didn't really play last year due to injury. And then Garrett Williams is one of the best slot corners in the league. Then you also have their defensive line that you got Josh Sweat, and they signed Dalvin Tomlinson to man the middle, but they had one of the worst defensive lines in the league. I think they don't do an edge rusher, period. Dalvin Tomlinson can play nose or like a one tech for you. So I personally am leaning Walter Nolan or Will Johnson.
Gray Zabel?
It's too early for Gray Zabel. I think it's just too early for Gray Zabel. When they have like such drastic, their offensive line is not bad. Kyler Murray has made their offensive line look way worse than it is.
They need to trade Kyler.
This is last year. They can cut him after this year.
Trade him right now to the Browns.
Okay, so I'm putting my foot down. It's Will Johnson or Walter Nolan.
Let's go, Will. Best player available.
Okay, I'll accept that. I'll accept Will Johnson to the Cardinals. Bengals.
Mike Green.
He's already gone.
Ah, he took him. I forgot. You bastard. On a pick I didn't want to put him at.
Yes. Bengals. So, Bengals ownership is just a horrible GM.
Jesus.
Like, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. He is an awful GM. I do like that he dares players to, like, yeah, sit out. I dare you.
So go ahead.
He's like he calls their bluff constantly. I love that. I love that an owner is like, yeah, you don't control me. I control your paycheck. So I love that. But screws over his whole team by doing that. I think their corners are okay. Safeties are bad. Defensive line is horrible.
Who do we got in the safety that's a first round worthy?
Starks.
Fuck it, take him.
Starks.
I mean, it would solidify that position, bro.
Yeah. Just, I think they might end up losing Trey Hendrickson. One of the guys they drafted.
Or he might just bite his tongue for the year and play.
Be a free agent next year. So, yeah, I'll go Starks. If you feel good about Starks, I'm fine with it. I'm not overly jazzed about it. But
I mean, have they addressed the safety position in free agency?
Geno Stone was last year, but the rest of their safeties were just bad. So, Seattle.
Your Seattle Seahawks.
I think this is Tyler Booker or Gray Zabel. Who's Seattle going to take? Their interior offensive line was the worst in the league. Their three interior, their center and both guards were so bad that it made their entire offensive line a bottom five unit in the league. And Charles Cross was a top four left tackle.
Who would you take out of Simmons and Zabel?
I would take Zabel because that fills their immediate need. But I know that they don't draft interior guys in the first round is their only problem.
They're going to draft a tight end.
Are they going to go Colson Loveland?
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually think they're going to go Colson Loveland?
I do. They need to get fucking Darnold some weapons, my friend. Do they still have Fant? Is he still on the roster or is he a free agent?
I think I thought he was a free agent last time I checked.
Yeah, so they don't have a tight end.
I thought they cut him. That's fine.
I don't know what happened to Noah Fant. He was amazing. He was a great tight end. He kind of just fell into the shadows after that trade.
Yeah, so. Buccaneers, I think they're going Jahad Campbell. Straight up, because he can be a possible edge rush conversion. He can be that number two alongside Lavonte David and eventually supplant him as the future Mike linebacker.
I like it.
So
don't die, my friend.
Jahad Campbell to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Temple
the Denver Broncos
running back.
Yeah.
Omarion Hampton. Why wouldn't you take him? Why is he not gone?
Yeah, I think it is Omarion. They need running back production, and I don't think anyone else is worthy of a first-round pick. You got the Steelers that might have Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
They're talking about him sitting out a year.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. They said he might not play football this year.
Why? Wow. That doesn't help you. That just makes you older and worse.
I don't know. He's probably high off of ayahuasca. I don't know, man. I don't know. He does some weird stuff. All right. Damn. I would take Jackson Dart in the first round.
Damn it, Ricky.
That's what I would do. Prove all these other dummies wrong.
Oh, look at this.
I would take Shador.
Hasn't been taken.
Dang, how we not take Shador off the round?
We've just been bouncing around.
Are we that?
If Shador makes it here, he is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Are we that much of haters?
Yeah, probably. Okay, Chargers.
Jackson.
Obviously. Jackson Dart. I would like Walter Nolan to go to the Chargers. They re-signed T.R. Tart to be their nose tackle.
If Kenneth Grant is there, do you think Harbaugh goes with this guy?
I think there's a good chance he does, but I think Walter Nolan gives him better upside because T.R. Tart is a nose tackle, and that's what Kenneth Grant is. So I think they would take the three tech. They might even consider Derek Harmon here as like the pass rushing three tech versus just the run stuffing kind of raw Kenneth Grant. So I like Nolan so much. I think he's the number two defensive tackle in the draft. I think he's worthy of a top 15 pick with the upside of being a potential top five overall player in the draft. So are you good with Nolan here?
Boop it.
Packers.
They go corner.
Corner, corner, corner.
There's no wide receiver that solidifies that wide receiver room.
No, I don't think it's a wide receiver. I think it's probably an edge rusher or a corner. And I like Ezeraku here.
What about Maxwell Harrison?
I like Maxwell Harrison here too. And so for me, it's between those two guys. obviously Harrison's just a little small for their kind of prototypical measurements.
How big is Jair?
He's 6'2", 200.
I mean, feed the guy a burger, man. Come on now. He's 6'1".
He's big. So I just, yeah, because my thing with Ezeraku is that he played for Jeff Hafley at Boston College. And so Hafley could be just looking to bring in his guy. And Ezeraku is like, has the deepest pass rushing bag, is just a technician across the board. He just lacks like top end traits, like top end athleticism that like James Pierce, Abdul Carter have. But if he was as athletic as they are, he'd be in argument for number one overall. So, which one are you leaning, Harrison or Ezeraku?
I don't know. With this whole Jair mess and cornerback issues, I just don't. The thing is, it's a question mark. So I'd probably just end up going to edge rusher because they might still have Jair next year.
Okay, we'll go Ezeraku for now. But it's I not... like that you brought up Harrison.
It's not guaranteed that they're going to trade him. It's not guaranteed they're going to keep him or, you know, get rid of him.
Okay. So I don't think the Vikings make this pick.
Okay.
I think the Vikings are going to trade with the New York Giants.
Oh.
They're going to, because the Vikings only have 4 picks in the entire draft. Okay. I'm just going to force this trade. I think.
The Raiders are going to trade Michael Mayer and their second overall pick to the Minnesota Vikings and draft Jackson Dart.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
That's a good pick right there. Come on now.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I think the Giants are going to be desperate to get a quarterback for the future, especially because Russell Wilson is just a 1 year.
They got famous Jameis.
On a backup money, that means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Like, they need to show ownership that, hey, this is our guy going forward. He is not ready this year, but he will be next year. And so I'm going to force this trade so that the Giants are now picking at number 24 overall, and they are going to take Jackson Dart. Texans.
So do they release Jameis Winston and the – during training camp?
I think they keep all three. Because you want to be – because Jackson Dart, I would just sit him all year.
Would you have him inactive or would you have him
– I would have him as the third string active quarterback just to sit all year and to just learn behind Russell Wilson and just develop with Brian Daboll. Because Russell Wilson will start if he gets hurt.
I'm willing to trade you.
You can have –
$20 that they don't trade back into the first round this year.
Is this for the $20 that you owe me for USC sucking?
I hate you.
Come on, Ricky. I'm supposed to win all these bets to get into your fantasy league.
You're getting
have you paid my entrance fee? Fine. I'll take it. I'll take it. $20 that the Giants trade back into the first round. If
so you have them picking 2 times in the first round this year.
If they don't take Shador at number 3.
I mean, they still might take a quarterback. They said that they're not ruling it out.
So that is my stipulation. If Shador does not go number 3, they trade back in.
I respect it. So if they take Shador, does it void it?
Yes. if they take Shador number 3, then it voids it. Because I know for sure they're not going to trade back in at that point. Okay, right. Texans at 25.
Is Calvin Banks still available, or we got him off the board?
He's off the board. Ooh. But I would – Josh Simmons.
You might as well. They need love on that offensive line.
Because, like, he doesn't have to play this year, recovering from his injury. Just let Tyus Howard be your left tackle. Then plug him in.
Yep.
Once he's healthy. Rams.
Very interesting. Jackson Dart. Wham! Just kidding.
Yeah. I would think about Dart here for sure.
I think they take best available corner, and that's going to be Trey Amos.
You think it's Trey? I don't think he fits their scheme. I think Harrison does.
100% sure.
You think it's Trey?
I do.
You want to go Trey Amos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll let you take the lead on that one. I did not say this. Ricky picked Trey Amos.
I did.
The Ravens. I think this is a perfect spot for Tyler Booker. Because he fits their man gap run scheme very well with Derrick Henry. He's a plug and play guard, really good pass protector, so you don't lose any efficiency there. I think this is a Tyler Booker spot.
Run it. I didn't see this.
Lions.
Who we got at the edge?
And you got James Pierce. And you got Shamar Stewart, Landon Jackson. Oh, man. Man. I don't know who I want.
Who do you want?
One of two people. Dude. I like Shamar here just because he's like top 1%, one percentile athlete. Like the only people that tested like Shamar Stewart did at his size is Mario Williams, Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, and all three of them went number one overall.
Let's go Shamar.
But I would consider Landon Jackson here if Shamar Stewart's not here.
Well, he's
Landon
there.
Jackson just, he is a Dan Campbell guy. Shamar?
Yeah.
Go Shamar.
Consensus.
Commanders. I think the Commanders.
They got Debo.
They got Debo, so I'm not thinking about a wide receiver right now. They could be a running back team, but I don't think any running back is worth a pick right now.
Corner?
They need edge rush help. Yeah. Harrison. I like Harrison here.
Harrison would be a good pick.
I like Harrison here. Let's go Harrison.
Let's get our Kentucky guy.
Fastest corner at the combine.
Buffalo,
it's Kenneth Grant.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If Kenneth Grant is here, they're screaming that card in. Just like full sprint, and they're tackling Goodell before he gets out of the tunnel. Kenneth Grant!
Chiefs go offensive. They go offensive line. Probably going to have to be Zabel.
As an interior guy? He's too small to be an tackle. Like, do you think he's going to take over Joe Tooney's spot?
Could. He's young.
Because I know that they're trying to get Suamataia to play guard.
Mm. So who would you go?
Donovan Jackson.
Did you bring him into the first round?
Yeah, there's rumors that he might. NFL teams are viewing him as just a straight-up offensive tackle. And they don't need him to be like an uber athlete run defender. Or not run defender, run blocker.
All right, Chiefs fans, I didn't pick this pick.
Because Josh Connerthly is just Suamataia. Same with all the others.
They're like, twins.
Like, they're just too raw for what Kansas City needs right now. I think Donovan Jackson is an excellent pass protector in a division that is, like, outside of Max Crosby and Khalil Mack, not great at edge rush. And even then, Crosby's on the other side. And you're not facing Mac every play. So I think a Donovan Jackson would be a safe pick here. If your plan is to move him out to tackle and Suamataia into guard.
Just a reminder, yeah. I didn't put this pick in.
Yeah, we're doing Donovan Jackson. Playing tackle. Eagles.
James Pierce out of Tennessee.
Yeah. I just heard that he's just an asshole.
Since you hate Jalen Walker.
Yes, I do not like Jalen Walker. But I think James Pierce is just, like, apparently an asshole.
I think they go edge.
I think maybe... Oh, Landon Jackson. I love Landon Jackson. Because then he's, like, a one-for-one Josh Sweat replacement.
Send it.
With, like, the work ethic to be better. I think he would fit in perfectly with the Eagles. All right. There's our mock draft. Let's go through it one more time for all our great fans. Cam Moore to the Titans, Abdul Carter to the Browns, Travis Hunter to the Giants, Will Campbell to the Patriots at 4, Mason Graham to the Jaguars, Ashton Janti to the Raiders, Armand Membo to the Jets, Mykel Williams to the Panthers, Ted Oroat McMillan to the Saints, Nick Scorton to the Bears, Jahdae Barron to the 49ers, Matthew Golden to the Cowboys, Kelvin Banks Jr. to the Dolphins, Tyler Warren to the Colts, Mike Green to the Falcons, and Will Johnson to the Arizona Cardinals.
Mr. Starks, you are a Bengal. Colson Loveland, Seahawk. Jihad Campbell, you are with the Buccaneers. Omarion Hampton, Donkeys. Shador Sanders, he's with the Pittsburgh. Walter Nolan.
That was such a funny clip.
You're with the Chargers. Donovan. You say his last name.
Ezeraku.
Go Pack Go. Jackson Dart sneaked his way into the first round, and he is a giant. A third string giant, by the way. Josh Simmons, yeah. The Texan. Trey Amos with the Rams. I almost said Chargers. I hate two teams in LA, and two shitty teams as it is. Tyler Booker, you're a Raven. Shamar Stewart, Lions. Maxwell Hairston, you are a Commander. Kenneth Grant, Bills. Donovan Jackson, Chiefs. Landon Jackson, the Birds. I just want to put this out there that Shador Sanders, if he's available, I forgot that he was available.
At 21, totally forgot about him.
If he's available at 9, he's going to the fucking... He's going to the Saints.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about him. I totally forgot he was on the board.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's on me.
He could have gone to the Saints. He could have gone to the Colts. He could have gone to the Cardinals. He could have gone to the Seahawks.
So let's say if he falls out of the top five, he's going to the Saints for sure.
Saints or the Jets.
Well, the Jets don't need a quarterback. I think they're going to put their faith in Mr. Fields, because a lot of people haven't. The Steelers kind of fumbled that, you know, that trade.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they got rid of him. He won a lot of games for them, and then they benched him.
Yeah, it was because Russell Wilson was promised the starting job.
Oh, boo-hoo, release him.
So he didn't re-sign with them, so.
Well, I know, I would have just...
All right, thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Tailgate Sports Podcast, our mock draft. This will not be our last one. I thought it would be, but no, it is not. We will do one more the week of the NFL draft, which is our final predictions. But definitely thanks to everyone. Thank you, Ricky. This was fun. Kind of switched it up quite a bit.
Shador, I'm sorry. You will make it to the top 10.
Shador, to the Steelers. I think he would like that.
Yeah, I don't think he would mind. He said, as long as I'm not with the Browns, I'm good.
Yeah. So, thanks everyone for watching. Thanks everyone for listening. And we'll catch you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Peace out. Bam.